Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our first news story for this hour. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is urging parents to adopt safe sleep practices for infants as part of Infant Safe Sleep Awareness Month. The campaign highlights that on average, a Michigan baby dies every 2 to 3 days due to sleep-related causes, amounting to 146 deaths each year. Officials stress that these tragedies are often preventable when families follow evidence-based guidelines and create secure sleep environments. To reduce the risk of sleep-related infant deaths, parents are encouraged to follow the ABCs of sleep safe or safe sleep. Infants should sleep alone on their back and in a crib or similar approved space with no soft bedding, toys, or clutter. Breastfeeding and avoiding overheating also contributed to safer sleep. State data shows that if all sleep-related deaths were prevented, Michigan's infant mortality rate would drop by over 23%, saving approximately 150 lives a year. The department urges parents and caregivers to plan ahead. Ensure everyone involved in the baby's care understands safe sleep practices and seek out additional resources and support when needed. And FEMA has denied Michigan's appeal for more federal disaster aid after the March 2025 ice storm, which caused widespread damage and power outages in northern parts of the state. Major requests for permanent utility repairs, individual assistance, and hazard mitigation funding were rejected, though a separate grant request remains under review. President Trump's July disaster declaration remains in effect for emergency recovery in 13 counties and the Little Travis Bay Bands of Ottawa Indians, while state officials continue local recovery support and updates. And in Port Sanilac, Michigan, the Sanilac County Historical Society, SCHS, gratefully acknowledges the Port Sanilac Farmers Market for its annual seasonal lease payment of $750, along with an additional $2,000 donation to support improvements at the Sanilac County Historic Village and Museum. A critical infrastructure project slated for early 2026 is expanding the main driveway access along M25 by 15 feet. From 55 feet to 70 feet wide to improve patron traffic entering and exiting the grounds. And while green energy development in Huron and Tuscola counties have moved on to solar farms, a wind farm project in another county is in the beginning stages of development. The construction of a 50-turbine wind farm is being proposed in Sanilac County. There have been requests for a special use permit by Riverbend to develop a 24-turbine wind farm in Speaker Township. Also part of that project includes construction of 26 turbines in Fremont Township. The proposed wind project would also extend into Elk Township, with about 1,000 feet of electrical collection line being buried in that township. The project will also need access roads to the turbines to be built, an operational building, a substation, and meteorological tower as well. To help understand and guide the wind farm development, Speaker Township hired an acoustic engineer and engineering firm to help with understanding and reviewing the special land use permit applications. About 30 years ago, back when wind farm development was first being talked about, a special study was done on wind patterns. That study showed the Thumb area had consistent strong winds, which made the area perfect for wind farm development. And in our national news, more than 100 Republican members of Congress signed an amicus brief supporting major oil companies in the Supreme Court case. The lawmakers want to block lawsuits from states and municipalities seeking damages for climate change costs. They argue only the federal government should regulate greenhouse gas emissions. Meanwhile, state attorneys general led by Kansas are urging Congress to preempt environmental laws targeting energy producers. Observers say these efforts reflect the administration's push to bolster domestic energy industries. Ongoing legal battles may shape future climate liability policy in the United States. And in our international news, leaders at the ASEAN summit discussed next-generation policies to advance regional trade and technological integration. ASEAN's combined GDP now exceeds $4 trillion, growing 25% faster than the global average. The summit highlights substantial economic progress for Southeast Asia. Officials are focusing on strategies for sustainable development and economic inclusivity. Enhanced partnerships with the U.S. are being actively pursued. Member countries stress mutual benefits and future opportunities. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net, as with your obituaries, weather, and more.